Never more than now have we seen mental health at the forefront of Australian lives. Did you know that more than 3 million of us are affected by depression and anxiety? It is now the leading cause of long-term sickness, leave from work. It can lead to relationship breakdowns and social isolation. Statistics that are impossible to ignore. In this series, Mind Chatters, together we explore depression and anxiety and how best to get support.
Researchers estimate that nearly 41% of all first marriages in Australia end in divorce, and with mental health issues on the rise, it's no wonder. Bryony Barton is a couples counsellor, and she joins us today to talk couples therapy. Welcome to Mind Chatters, Bryony.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. First of all, can you tell us what is couples therapy?
Couples therapy is for a variety of different people who are wanting to improve the quality of their relationship, wanting to know whether or not they should commence. I mean, maybe move back in together, premarital counselling, people who want to make decisions about their relationship. So it could fall into about three categories, I suppose. People who want to improve their relationship, make decisions about the future of their relationship. Some people, in fact, have decided that maybe they're going to go their separate ways and they want to do that in a way that's as peaceful and as trouble-free, or as trouble-free as it could be, for themselves and also for their children.
What an important point. And you use the Gottman method. Can you explain that to us a little bit more?
Yep, certainly. The Gottman method is considered the only evidence-based, research-based method of couple counselling. John and Julie Gottman from the University of Seattle and Washington worked for over four decades with 3,000 couples, and their findings form the executive, an executive summary of what works for relationships and what doesn't work in relationships. So they work from a model called the Sound Relationship House, which looks at levels of trust and commitment in a relationship, how to manage conflict, how a couple can get to really know each other, and it involves a whole lot of strategies that can improve relationships. And it's quite an innovative way to work. It also looks at mental health questions. So they have a 480 question assessment, and about 80 to 100 of those questions are mental health questions. So we believe it's pretty important to be also working with the mental health of the people that we see as couples.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so how does it help couples facing mental health issues, either one or both of them?
So we have an interview together, then they do the assessment, and the assessment will show up whether or not there are any issues with mental health, obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, depression, anger, substance use, suicide potential. Then we see each party individually and we ask them whether they're getting treatment for that, whether they'd like to. We either refer on or we might do that ourselves, and we ask whether or not that's something that they want to discuss when their partner's present.
And so typically what kind of outcomes do you get from couples who come and seek couples therapy?
So the follow-up that the Gottmans have done has been very positive. It does say that people have stayed for, I guess, at least 15 to 20 sessions do better. Mm-hmm. That, in fact, and that would vary enormously, I guess, on how problematic the relationship has become. But largely, if people stay in therapy, they end up knowing each other very well, and even if they don't stay together, which I guess a lot of them do stay together, but some don't, they certainly know a lot about what will work in a relationship. So what we know is that people can really benefit from psychoeducation around relationships.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't work for the relationship you've come for, the bricks that you take from your first house, you'll probably take to the second house. So it's a lot about telling people what the research says works, not what I think works.
And so you were talking about themes of trust and stuff like that. Can you just dive into that for a second a little bit deeper so we can have a bit of an understanding?
So the Gottmans work a lot on developing trust, and that is around having a very transparent relationship. We believe that a transparent relationship is a good relationship, so where you don't keep secrets from the other person, that it is you and I against the world, as it were, if you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
That your home can be a haven, I guess, from the rest of the world.
Mm.
I guess we look very carefully at the information that people share about their relationship with other people.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So where can we find out more information if we're wishing to dive deeper?
Yep, certainly. So at www.gottman.com, you'll find a lot of information. That's their website. They have on there a Find a Therapist. So no matter where you're living, you can look up and find who your local Gottman therapist is. I'm at therapyservices.com.au. So if you Google Bryony Barton Relationship Counselling, I'm in McGill. Or I'm also on the Find a Therapist website. There is also a really good YouTube clip called How to Make Relationships Work with John Gottman.
Mm.
And that is a very good introduction to the method.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me today, Bryony.
That's a pleasure.
If you are experiencing difficulties with depression or anxiety, you can contact Lifeline on 131144 at any time for support. You've been listening to Mind Chatters on Radio Adelaide with Nikki O'Brien.